wake up.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Oh, we're going to start this hour with some breaking news. Ron, tell us what's going on with the cave. The boys in the cave.
The boys are out of the cave.
Yes.
And their coach.
All right, so
can't forget the coach.
The coach. This news is coming out that all 12 of the boys and the coach were successfully rescued from the flooded cave. They were trapped there for more than 2 weeks. This makes me feel less of a person because I don't know how to do any of that rescue stuff, and I wouldn't even know how to do any of that rescue stuff. So props to all of those guys that figured out how to get to these kids, how to get these kids out. Did Elon Musk have to use his kid submarine?
I'm searching Twitter. I'm hoping that the kid submarine got used at least once. Or he spent all that money on for nothing.
He probably is going to show up now. I got this. Oh, shoot.
He's like that guy who shows up to the party as attending.
Yeah. And then I just spent all day making the dip, but that's okay. No worries. You guys ate all the food. Sorry.
Well, look at it this way. He has the kid pod for the next time.
For the next time 12 people get trapped in a cave. You know what? We talked about this yesterday, and I was on Twitter, and I realized that some of my friends on Twitter, people I know that I follow, were asking the same question we were, which is, now that I know what's going on, I don't know how they got there in the first place.
Yeah.
It's still baffling to me how they ended up so deep in that cave with such a difficult way to get to them.
Well, and if you think about it, it was just one adult with 12. I mean, I know it's in Thailand. It's different rules apply for different cultures. Can you think of a scenario where you would leave one person in charge over 12 kids?
No, not at all.
I mean, it's
not
like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Exactly. But if you can get into a cave, you can get out of a cave, unless, of course, you said there was a landfall or a mudslide or something along those lines that blocked the entrance of the cave. But if somebody's got that, let me know, because I couldn't find that anywhere.
Right. I know they're dealing with weather and there's monsoons, but did it rain that much that they couldn't get? I don't know. I'm just really confused about everything.
All right. SB Nation AM coming up. Two NFL stories I'm going to have to take some temperature on. That's coming up next.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts you need. Guaranteed low prices ensure that you're always getting the best deal. In fact, O'Reilly's will match any local auto parts store's prices on any like item. They have the parts you need at the prices you can be sure of at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, I got two stories from the NFL that I kind of want to gauge the temperature of, if you will, just to sort of, I kind of do a double take and read these. This one involves New York Giants A.J. Francis. He's defensive lineman. He went on a Twitter tirade on Monday because he claims that the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, went through his suitcase and left open the urn that carried his mother's ashes. His mother died on June 26th at 46 years old. Oh, gosh, she was young. And according to a post on her son's Instagram account, A.J. Francis posted a picture Monday of his clothes covered in what appears to be ashes after his return from a week in Arkansas and California celebrating the life of his mother. All right, so this is what he tweeted. Hey, you pieces of beep at the TSA. Next time you beep feel the need to go through my mother's ashes for no reason, make sure you close it back so her remains aren't spilled on all my clothes. At least you pieces of garbage can do your beep job. Really? Did they go through an ash urn in his suitcase?
They might have. Because now, I mean, depending if you're unable to see what's inside, you got to figure out what the contents are.
So on one side, I understand. Look, The moment you come out as a TSA representative and say, well, the one thing we never look into is what's in an urn ash, then you're going to have a lot more urn ashes coming through. Okay? So they've got to look into them, right? I mean, they absolutely have to. Well, you're right. If that's going through security and they're like, what's in that container? And they're like, well, we're just going to assume it's ashes because it looks like an ash urn. Well, you know, let it go.
Why didn't he carry it on the plane with him?
Why did he put it in a suitcase to begin with? That's what I have written down. Why is it in a suitcase to begin with?
I mean, certainly, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, I haven't flown in a while, so I'm not sure the amount of liquid you're allowed to carry on a plane. But I'm certain that if you said, hey, these are my mother's ashes, you guys can open it up, take a look for yourself. If you need to take a little bit to sample to show that I'm not just willingly, you know, carrying drugs onto a plane.
Do they have to, again, this is naive Tony talking. If you open up an ash urn at the airport, do they have to take a pen or a piece of, like a stick or something, to go through the ashes and sort of desecrate the ashes just to make sure you're not hiding something in the ashes?
Because, yeah, I'm not going to put it past, you know, some drug kingpin
of
doing that. I mean,
they put these things in baby toys, for crying out loud. Yeah. They're more than capable of putting it in an ash urn.
And it's probably,
covering it up with real human ashes.
Yeah, it's probably one of their people.
Probably one of their rivals. Like, go to the airport and pretend like, you know, your uncle died and you got to bring it back to Saskatchewan or wherever you got to go.
All right. And then the third thing, I know you only had two things down, but the third thing is, do you just throw out the clothes?
Yeah, you can't wear the clothes anymore. That's another good point.
Then would you wash them? I mean, if you wash them, you're pretty much washing
them.
No,
you can't wash them either. I think
you bury the suitcase.
You bury the whole thing.
You just bury the whole suitcase.
Oh, God.
You paid for the small little plot. You know, they were going to dig like a, you know, 5x5 hole, and you were going to stick this urn down in there. And now you're burying the entire suitcase.
Here's the response the TSA gave them at AskTSA on Twitter. Now, they only give me the second part of the response, but it says the story only gives me the second part of the tweet. But it says, two, our officers are trained to handle your carry-on and checked property with care. Out of respect for the deceased, under no circumstances should the container be opened. Please accept our apologies and our condolences. Well, that can't be right. Can it?
No, because I know how I'm smuggling my drugs.
Right. That can't be right. You can't come out and say you never open ash urns. You've got to be able to at least know that that's the... all right, well, let's just take a look real quick. Yes, I get it if you say, you know, all of our agents are trained to make sure that those are sealed properly before we put them back where they came from. Yes, we're sorry. Obviously, this slipped through the cracks. We can't begin to make this right under any circumstances. Like Greg Fokker in Meet the Parents, where he messed up the urn of Robert De Niro's mother. Like, you can't put that back in the bag.
Nope.
You can't vacuum them up and put them back. They're gone. I feel bad for that. I don't know how you mentally handle
it. But as a TSA official, I don't know how you can come out and say, hey, you know what? Urns are off limits by our guys.
Our bad that we opened up a sealed container that you said had ash in it.
So when's the next story coming out that TSA went through, you know, skipped over a thing that said, hey, it was a Folgers coffee tin, and some guy with a post-it just put urn.
Yeah, right, right.
Dead mother's ashes in here.
Yeah.
Didn't want to spend the extra dollar on, you know, a decorative vase or something.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, AJ Francis of the Giants, I feel your pain, man. I've never gone through that, but I can't imagine. You go through the ceremony and everything, man.
But you got to throw out the clothes.
You got to throw out the clothes.
I hope they weren't expensive.
I hope you can put some of it back in the urn. I don't even know how to deal with that.
Yeah, but you can't scoop it up.
You can't scoop it up. No, you can't. You can't do anything. You can't do anything with that. You can't put it to the washing machine. You can't do anything with that. That's your mother's ashes. You can't do anything with that.
Okay, but, you know,
is there protocol? Am I missing protocol on this?
I don't want to get all morbid, but this is also sports related. Did you see that photo of there was an 18-year-old kid who passed away?
Yeah.
And he's in his favorite Celtics jersey. He's propped up playing a video game.
Oh, at the funeral?
And that was the wake. Do yourself a favor. You know, Google the photo. America, right, Google the photo Google real quick.
Photo. All right. I'm
going to
Google the photo.
Hey, just you just have to put Celtics fan deceased, or I mean, it'll probably
let's see how quick. Let's see how quick it comes up in Google when I as I type the letters to Celtic fan dead
wake. And
oh
you'll see, I mean,
God, it's like the first thing that comes up.
He literally is propped up. He's playing a video game.
With
this is
glasses on and everything. And
well,
you don't want to
see his eyes.
The eyes. Right. So you can't. Well, you don't want. Yeah, I got it.
But that reminded me a few years. I mean, it was a big thing going around. I think it was like there was two instances in Puerto Rico where there was a guy who passed away. And instead of the wake that they decided to have him, or you know what they did is they just propped him up at a poker table, and he's sitting there and he's in his poker outfit. But if on further inspection, when you're looking at it, he's playing dominoes. I'm sorry, he's playing dominoes. There is another photo of a guy playing poker, and that was his wake. And all his boys are hanging out with him, and he's just sitting there, you know, stiff as a board. But this one guy is playing dominoes, and in his hand he has a condom. This is how his family and friends decided to remember him. As you know, he loved playing dominoes. He was a young guy; he was probably in his 20s. They propped him up at this table. This is his wake, and they put a condom in his hand.
Oh my God! I cannot stop looking at this picture. By the way, so thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, Celtics fan. He wants to keep playing video games.
He's playing video games. He's got a bag of Doritos next to him with some root beer.
Yep, those are his favorite snacks.
And then he's just sitting there, and people can view him that way.
Would you go? Could you go to a wake like that? That would creep me out.
No, wax
museums freak me out.
No, totally. I mean, I'm not. I would. That would absolutely freak me out. Look, I got to be honest with you. I get freaked out with bodies in caskets anyway. Let alone moving them like some sort of mannequin.
I'm gonna do my family a favor. I'm gonna say, you know what, don't give me a wake. You don't need to see me one last time.
No,
you really don't need to see it. If you want to see me, photos work.
If you were to do something like that for me, like what I, you know, my favorite thing to do would probably be me eating like large amounts of cake or just some sort of sugary snack.
Now here's a little Disney trivia for you. I know you're a Disney fan, but
yes,
every once in a while they have to close down Haunted Mansions at both parks because people do spread the ashes there.
It is they have you on camera, so they know when you do it, but people are willing to take the risk to do it because once it's gone, it's gone. And they fulfilled the wishes of the loved ones to have the ashes and the Haunted Mansion rides at both.
Then again, I'm going to do my family affair. It's like, you know what? If you need to have my ashes, spread me out in the water.
Yeah, the water is a great place.
Find some ocean.
Certainly not on the clothes of your son after TSA rips through the luggage. It's probably not where she thought that was heading.
Yep.
All right, coming up, I got part two of my crazy NFL story. This one, okay, I'll give you a hint before we get to it. This one started off one way, but as I made sure I read the entire article, and when I got to the bottom of the article, I changed my mind. I'll tell you what that is next, SB Nation AM.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so I got this second story that was on the NFL Newswire for this morning. And this is a story, as I said earlier, was I kind of went one way with it as I was reading it. But sometimes you have to read the whole story. You have to get down to the bottom. You got to get to paragraph 12, 13, or whatever to get some more information. And on this story, I actually sort of changed my mind by the time I got to the end of the story. And so I'll preface with starting. This is about Dallas Cowboys cornerback Marquez White, who is now facing a charge of aggravated assault from a road rage incident from October in which he pulled a gun on another driver. Now, he was in court last week. He'll have another appearance in court on August 10th. This is a second-degree felony. He was on the practice squad last season of the Cowboys. He is currently a member of the team. But this was back in October 20th, 2017. And the road rage incident. So when I read this, my first reaction, so I get through the first three paragraphs. And here's an NFL player with a gun, brandishing his gun on another driver in a road rage incident. And my first thought was, what an idiot. He's going to throw it all away, especially when he was a practice squad player and he's not a big star. He was a sixth round pick out of Florida State. So my first thought was, what a moron. I can't believe people are still doing this. Man, you're blowing your career. Then I read more into the story, right? So the story continues that White said the other driver was following him closely and aggressively, pulled up next to him, yelling racial slurs at him, and threatened to kill him. Now, when he was doing this, he reached the glove box and flashed his weapon, which he legally has. So that's where his attorney said his client did not break the law. The client's quote is, Marquez did everything legally. He displayed a gun but didn't point it at the individual because he was very concerned with how this individual was making threats. I am hopeful this case can be dismissed because I don't think he violated the law. All right, now I don't know what happened, and I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt, but I had to change my tune because I quickly went from, oh, this player, what, you know, the way the headline reads, faces assault charge in road rage incident, meaning the road rage was originated from him and that he actually assaulted somebody because of that road rage. Somebody cut him off. He had a gun. He assaulted the guy because he was frustrated with what happened between the two cars. Get to paragraph 4, 5, 6, or 7 down at the bottom. You find out, wait, it was another driver. He had the road rage. He was acting irrationally. And it may just be that this guy was showing a gun to say, no, easy. I don't know where you're going with all this, but easy. Again, I don't know how this is going to play out. Maybe he's guilty of this. Maybe his lawyer is right. But it just shows sometimes you got to read the whole story. So on that one, I may have changed my mind a little bit on that. We'll see.
No, there's been a couple times where I feel that way, but I don't own a gun.
I don't either. So I don't know what I would do because I'm kind of, listen. Here's the deal with me when I drive. I'm a quiet road rage guy, meaning I will curse and scream in the car, but I won't actively do anything to anybody.
Yeah. I mean, outside, you know, if you're sitting at a red light and that person in front of you is still checking Twitter, you know, I do the double tap on the honk.
I honk. Yeah, I do. I give them the courtesy of letting them know I have things to do. Get off the phone.
Or if it's a situation where that person was just egregiously wrong. Like, I almost had someone hit me once. I'm traveling down the road. They're making a left-hand turn into my lane, and they just were not looking at me at all and didn't see me coming by. I had a swerve to miss them. I'll honk then. But as far as, you know.
Have you ever gotten out of the car?
No.
Not in an accident where you have to get out of the car and exchange information, meaning you're at a light, let's say, and you decide to get out of the car to confront a driver.
No, but I did.
Have you ever seen anybody do this?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And when they do, I want to sit and wait for the show.
Now, I did. I think I was 19. I got hit from behind by someone, and I did what you're supposed to do. You know, I pulled off to the side of the road, hoping that they would stop by, and they drove off.
I did
pursue them. I did chase them for a little bit till I realized, I was like, you know what? It's probably not a good idea. It's about 11 o'clock at night. He's leading me into a neighborhood I should not belong. And so I gave up quickly and was like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to have to deal with the hole in my bumper.
Yeah. I've never done anything crazy. Like I've yelled and I've done that, but I've never, I guess, whatever that would happen. Let me just put it this way. Whatever altercation would occur, I would lose. I can say that right now. It doesn't matter who I could be, an 80-year-old guy with a bad hip. I will lose. It could be a young girl just with her permit. I would lose. I would lose any physical altercation with anybody. So I don't say that. You know, the question that I would love to find out about this is about this story. If it's true that all he did was flash the gun, that's it. Just took the gun out, said, hey, I got this. Does the NFL still come down on him for that?
Yes, that's a 6-game suspension, Tony.
I was just going to say, isn't that a half a year suspension by the league?
Exactly.
For just even holding a weapon?
Now,
even if you own it legally?
Had he fired the gun,
hear from him again.
Well, no, if he had fired the gun, maybe even killed the individual.
He'd get a 2-game suspension.
One game, maybe.
Exactly. That's right. No. By holding the weapon, he gets a half a year. By firing it and killing somebody, he gets a game. The NFL will be like, well, you know, we'll let the Cowboys handle this internally.
Yep.
maybe they know what's best.
They know more about it than we do.
Right.
We saw the videotape. We'll release it at some point down the road.
Is it legal to just show that you are armed?
I have no idea.
Conceal carry, folks. I mean, I don't mean just showing the holster in your jacket or wherever you hold it.
You mean doing that thing where, you know, like you see a lot in the movies?
Yeah, in the movies, right?
They lift up their shirt like, dude, come on.
Yeah, you don't want any piece of me. And then they sort of reel back and there's a big old, you know, weapon on their hip. But if you're in this situation and you pull the gun, you don't point it, but you show it, is that really legal? Can you really do that? I guess you can. The lawyer certainly thinks so. He's using the number as the main excuse. As if, yeah, of course.
Now, would I get in trouble for doing that, say, with one of my son's Star Wars blasters?
Ah, that's a good question. Does it have the red thing on the tip?
Oh, you can tell it. I don't know if I think it's blue, but you could tell that this is not a real gun.
Yeah, but you know, compared to other blasters, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
it's a Nerf gun. Put it to you this way, any country that makes this type of gun will certainly lose a war.
Yeah, right.
you're not winning a war with this gun.
Now I feel emotionally attached to this case. Here is a 6th-round pick out of Florida State who I've never even heard of. He was on the practice squad last year, so I definitely didn't hear of him. And now I'm waiting patiently for August 10th for his next court date. To see if he actually is exonerated of this.
And that'll be the problem. We won't get for the NFL, he could get a 4-game suspension. He's going to get it.
Yeah, exactly. But the league is like, well, his handprint is on a weapon. Well, it was legal, but we don't care.
I think the only thing he has going for him is that he is a Cowboy.
Yeah, that might be right.
And so maybe they're like, you know what? This guy, he's not as well known as what's that running back? Oh, yeah, Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott or a Dez Bryant. We'll let you guys handle it internally.
Do you think Jerry Jones goes screaming and hollering, going to bat for this kid like he did Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, he's doing the same thing you did. He's like, who's this kid? Marquez, when did we pick him up?
Why is this kid in the news? What happened here? Who is it? Do we draft this guy?
Yeah, yes, Jerry, that was your son that drafted him?
Yeah, he 6th round, Jerry. We took him in the 6th round, for crying out loud. Wow. So I hope, I don't know. I kind of hope... Here's the deal. I kind of hope he gets exonerated of this or acquitted of this. I kind of hope, because I'd like to know more about the law about if somebody's bothering you, you can flash a piece and say, don't bother me anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you mention this? Maybe I just missed it. That this happened last October.
Happened in October, yeah.
So we're just now getting around to it?
As of, it was updated as of 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah, so maybe he's already been suspended.
He could have been. Maybe he didn't get to practice with the team last year for half of the season and missed out on those practice paychecks that they get. Ah, Marquez White. I now know of you. Let me just put it to you this way. I may not be for the right reason, but I now know who you are. And God bless you if you should be the cornerback that intercepts Tom Brady in the Super Bowl at the goal line when the Patriots should have run the ball. Well, then you'll be forever immortalized.
The Seahawks should have run the ball.
Right. No, but I'm saying if he couldn't, well, he could play. Yeah, he could play. No, he can't play the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, okay. No, I get what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of how a cornerback could get into legacy range, but making a play at the goal line to steal a Super Bowl seems to be the top one.
And if that was to happen, he would be pretty much let go by the team, 3 years later? Yeah.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And then you have to play in like a place like Tennessee. They'll be more than happy to take you. Or you don't play in the next Super Bowl for no reason whatsoever. That's still a debate to this day. SB Nation AM, I am Tony D. That is Ron Culver. Hit me up on Twitter at Tony D Radio or at Ron Culver. This is SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
I'm glad you can be with us here on SB Nation AM. I am Tony D alongside Ron Culver. And it's news is now really breaking. It's all over Twitter now about the 12 boys and the coach that have been rescued from the cave. They're all out. This is a really, really good story because this had a monsoon that was going to hit that was going to thwart the effort. I mean, sadly, one of the rescue divers did die a couple of days ago doing this. I mean, but this overall, this is a great feel-good story. I don't know how they got in the cave. We were talking about that earlier. I don't know how they got in so far, but I was not, it was one of those stories I was kind of just paying attention to without really getting into details. And I didn't know much about it until I saw this sort of graph thing. It was like basically an illustration of the entire cave route that they had to do to get to the boys. And it was water, and then you had to go up, and then there was this very narrow opening, and you had to go through that, and then you had to go back down into the water, and that's where they were, and they had to run a supply line. Again, Elon Musk said he was building a submarine. I don't think they used it. It doesn't say anywhere. Believe me, if Elon Musk's submarine was used in this, it would be everywhere. So I don't think he used it, but I'm not 100% sure of that, so don't take my word for it. But you know what? I mean, you had people from all... It's one of those good, it reminds me of that movie, oh gosh, I wish it, Apollo 13, remember that movie where the astronauts were trapped in space and every brain engineer that NASA had was just staying up late every single night to try to figure out how to get them oxygen, how to get them around the moon, how to conserve fuel, how to do all this stuff so they could get home safely. It felt like that with the kids in the cave. It felt like every single person that had intelligence or the ability to engineer this or to help with this in some capacity was chipping in to save the 12 kids. So this has been a fantastic story.
Yeah, and well it will done. Be in theaters,
soon. Exactly. Didn't the Miners get a movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe Antonio Banderas stars in it.
No, he is not.
You're talking about the Miners from Chile, right?
The Miners in Chile, yeah. Weren't they in a movie?
I think Antonio Banderas stars in it.
Really? Where have I been under a rock? If Antonio Banderas is in a movie, I would know. Wow. So, yeah, there'll definitely be a movie.
How do you write
33. Okay, so the movie's 33. Is Antonio Banderas in that?
I'm looking
at
it.
Checking IMDb net right now?
I am.
All right.
Stay tuned.
All right, I will. So yeah, so this has been a great story. That is really, really great. I'm glad the rain was coming. I was really nervous. They're talking monsoon, but they got them all out.
Yep, stars Antonio Banderas.
No.
Lou Diamond Phillips is in it.
Lou Diamond Phillips is getting a paycheck. That's great.
I remember because I actually did watch this movie, funny
is
enough.
Is it good? Is it worth my time?
You know, I mean, you kind of know the ending. Spoiler alert.
That's one of the reasons I don't watch those movies.
Spoiler alert, they get out.
And they sort of take liberty with the storyline, you know? They create
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a lot. Obviously, they're in the cave, and then they show, you know, what's going on. Like, the government's not being so helpful, or not so much the government, but the company. That all these miners worked for, they were trying to cover it up first or not making it seem like a big deal.
And there's always like an evil corporate guy that goes, they're just a number to me.
Right.
And
I
just
think
doesn't
and
care.
If, and if memory serves me correctly, and I could be wrong, and if you want to blow me up, you can. But I believe Lou Diamond Phillips was one of the antagonists in the cave.
Oh, really?
I think, like, you know, just like it's almost
it's
like
a bad role to take unless you desperately need roles.
Hence Lou Diamond Phillips.
Hence Lou Diamond Phillips, right. Who I can't look. What else was he in besides La Bamba and that one where he had chasing down bats?
Well, is that one? He was also, wasn't he in Young Guns?
Oh, he was in Young Guns, yeah.
Well, he did those two.
I don't want to disparage the career of Lou Diamond Phillips by saying he was just implying that he was only in La Bamba. And I really can't remember anything else.
And he was the antagonist in that one Denzel Washington movie with what's her name? Meg Ryan.
Now you got me thinking. I got to figure that one out. Oh, yes, that was
about World War, about Operation Desert Storm.
Yes,
or,
where she was like, "Put the down." She's all injured and she's laying on the thing. That's an order. And she's all injured. And they were like, "Come on, we got to do this." And they're like, "No, you don't."
That movie almost killed Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon was terrible in that movie.
No, I'm not saying terrible.
No, he
but
was terrible in that movie.
Yeah, but it was not terrible.
Yes,
but
he almost
literally killed himself.
Oh, did he? In real life?
In real life, yeah.
Because he was so depressed?
No, because if you see...
he was so bad in the movie?
Oh, man, Tony. Come on now. No, he didn't have the proper nutritionist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you look at... If you remember, you know...
Explain this to me.
Go back and watch the movie, okay? When they're filming all the scenes and they're, you know, in the helicopter and Desert Storm, you can tell he's a medic. And he's a fit, healthy soldier. Riding through, in the battle scenes and all that. When Denzel Washington's doing his studies, he comes back and he sees him. He's a scrawny. He's like extremely, extremely scrawny, extremely malnourished.
So he was getting a nutritionist to say, this is how you lose weight rapidly so you can play the role of somebody who's...
He should have found a nutritionist to show him how to lose weight rapidly to play a role because he was a heroin addict.
Got it, but they didn't provide him one, and he did it on his own.
Yes,
and he just they didn't ask
it. They didn't ask him to do it.
How do you know this kind of stuff? That's amazing.
I'm a movie junkie.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah, now I'll bring. Okay, you know what? Since we're on the subject of movies, I know you're a Star Wars fan.
Yes, I am.
Although you were highly critical of the last one.
I was highly the Last Jedi was awful, and they should redo the movie.
So are you one of those people who would put money towards the fan reproduction of it?
I don't know if I'd put money into it. I would be kind of hoping somebody with deeper pockets would do that for me. But yeah, I absolutely would support it.
Could I help restore your faith? Because although you're wrong, can I help restore your faith?
Yeah, go ahead.
They kind of released
Make your case.
They kind of released. A little tidbit on what's going to, on who will be appearing in episode 9.
Okay, will this fix all the problems I had in the last one?
Well, you know who's directing it. J.J. Abrams is directing episode 9.
Oh, he's back. Okay, great.
So that helps.
I'm going to have a lot of flair, camera work and things, what he did last one?
With it'll be like Force Awakens, which okay. you got to say that wasn't bad,
that was
right?
Good. That was good.
You enjoyed that one?
I was fine with that, yeah.
Okay, so but there was a tidbit that was leaked, and it was just going around. I was seeing on social media yesterday, but it appears that Billy Dee Williams will be reprising his role.
Okay, I'm into that. I could do that.
Hopefully, the cape is still flowing because that's
like
what
Billy,
matters
yeah.
most. But yes, I mean he will be reprising his role. I guess the way it all leaked out, he was supposed to be in a comic book convention towards the end of summer. And canceled abruptly. And so that's when all the speculation started. And I'm not sure if the studios have fully confirmed it, but there's been enough rumors out there saying that, yes, he will be because production for episode 9 starts at the end of summer.
There's still time to save head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I can do that.
So, I mean, it brings the question, how many backstabbers are as beloved as Lando Calrissian?
I know. Absolutely. I made a deal with the Empire that'll keep this place operational for years to come. Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah, no kidding. No, exactly. No, I would be in it if they could fix the mess that was the last movie.
What was wrong with the last movie
okay,
for you?
Three things that were wrong with the movie.
All right.
Three main things that were wrong with the last movie. One, I didn't like how they portrayed Mark Hamill. I didn't like Luke Skywalker as a whiny, old, crabby old man. That's how he's going to finish out his life? Not
well, he was a whiny
Jedi.
Kid.
He was but he grew and he matured into, he was a guy that never gave up on his dad, right? I still think there's good in you. No, there's no hope for me. No, there is. And dragged his body on a starship to get him out of there. And now he's just this bitter old man on a rock wanting to die. Which, by the way, he left a map for people to get him in case they needed him, only use it if you want to hear him complain about life and wanting to die. The second thing was the jokes. The jokes were terrible. This isn't Monty Python, for crying out loud.
Oh, come on. You got to
stop with the slapstick humor.
The joke at the beginning with the phone call, that was...
Yeah, he goes, he wants about his mother. I was expecting a rim shot. Ba-dum-bum. Right after that. Stop with that.
Okay.
And the second thing was, how Princess Leia's going to float in space? Uses the Force to float in space?
You know she's always been connected.
Right. Okay. But that's it. All right. Then there's a fourth one. All the years that everybody was using light speed, and that Laura Dern's character was the first one to go, hey, we could turn this into a weapon. That's not how light speed works. Light speed works by transporting you and your molecules into a beam so you can try. You don't become a missile.
But if you purposely throw yourself into that situation, you can be. Remember, they always had to configure it first before making the jump to light speed.
Yes, that's
no. They
true.
Just didn't, they just didn't like punch a button and just go. They were like, okay, well, let's make sure we don't.
That may be true, but
I mean, I think even Han said it's like jumping.
We
in
might
an
be crashing into an asteroid, or
yeah,
that would end our trip real quick. I want a kid. Yeah,
I mean, I guess right. in a way, if you think about
that
way,
that was 3B. I'll have to erase that one.
Right, if you think about it that way, you could take down a planet, or you could take down a moon.
My other three are sound. They're totally sound.
So you weren't happy with Luke projecting himself across the galaxy?
Of course not. That was ridiculous. Go fight like a real man, like a real Jedi.
God,
go fight.
Tony.
What if we did this in sports? What if we just holographed Peyton Manning into the Super Bowl and he didn't actually have to take the beating against the Seahawks like he
what
did?
What if that actually right? did happen? You don't know.
What? That he actually showed up?
What
was he a hologram and getting his brains bashed in by the Seahawks
neck
defense?
And all. What if he was just holographed?
Right.
Maybe that
yeah,
what
exactly.
maybe he actually was. You don't really know the
what
true story.
What if you found out that later? What if you watched the Super Bowl 48? What if you watched Super Bowl 48 and went, man, Peyton Manning took a beating, and then you find out later, it was just a hologram of Peyton Manning. He wasn't really there. He was somewhere else, like in the woods of Tennessee, hunting, and wasn't even bothering with the game, and just his spirit was there. And you'd say, wait, that's a terrible thing to happen. That's I feel ripped off as a consumer. This was the same feeling, ripped off as a consumer, completely.
Yeah, I will admit that it wasn't as good as Force Awakens, and I don't have it in my top five, but I did enjoy the movie.
All right, very good.
It's definitely better than the prequels.
Very much so.
We can agree on that.
No one will agree. All right, we'll come back. I got one more thing to go before we wrap up this hour at SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about the NFL, and I was kind of doing a state of the game kind of analysis where the NFL is actually at, some of its flaws, some of the things it does right. And where it sits. And as we were talking about that, one of the things that it does really well is it, because the season is short, it gives you a lot of anticipation and it builds up to the excitement of when things actually kick off. I mean, you can only get so excited for the combine, OTAs, mini camps. I mean, you can only get so excited for that. But one of the things that you can get really excited about is when when training camp opens up. If you're around the area where your team practices, you can go see them. And there's usually a lot of conversation. That's when previews start getting out. You go to the store. The magazines are already out. But when training camp kicks in, that's when you get that feeling like we're not only close, we're kind of there. And if you look at the dates of NFL training camp opening, they're all around like the 24th, the 23rd, or rookies report on the 25th, veterans report on the 27th, or usually it's the end of July. But the Chicago Bears are going to have rookies report in on the 16th. That is less than a week away. That is this Sunday, and they have got the early early camp time. I think somebody else does because of the early preseason games. But nevertheless, we're a week away from at least a team starting camp. A team starting training camp. And that is so different. Now, baseball does it, but it's built into because of the season, because of the spring training. I mean, it's nothing like if you grow up in a cold weather city, and I grew up in New England, if you grow up in a cold weather environment, there is nothing like when the baseball team, in my case, growing up in New England, it was watching the news and seeing the Red Sox van leaving Fenway Park to head down to Florida. So it could be for the start of spring training. I mean, you're trudging through snow that's way steep. It's minus 15 to below outside. You're freezing. You're shoveling your walkway. You're shoveling the driveway. You can't wait for spring. And then you get to that point in February where you see the truck leave. I mean, they used to send helicopters to follow the truck. It was going to the highway. I mean, it was a really, really big deal. But it was more than just baseball. And it was more than just baseball in a baseball mat area. What it meant was we were close. We were really, really close to spring. We were really close to pretty much this white stuff disappearing, and we were going to start having grass and flowers and all that and all that good stuff. So that to me is the NFL does that really, really well. The NBA and the NHL, unfortunately, you can get excited with the season, but you're built into a busy time of the year in October. So it kind of comes, you kind of get started. And you can, but that anticipation for fall comes at this time when camps open up, and the Chicago Bears again will open up on Sunday. So again, that's one of the better moments of the season.
I always want to say too, like the NBA preseason, it almost feels like it gets trumped by college basketball
completely
tournaments.
Yeah, completely
at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's plus a lot of them that go to these like their preseason games are always like in North Dakota and places like that where they don't have NBA and whatnot. So just giving you a little heads up that that's where we are in terms of the NFL. He's Ron Culver. I am Tony D. This is SB Nation AM. You can hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio or at Ron Culver with two N's on SB Nation AM.